Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif on Saturday, reiterating Pakistan's strong condemnation of terrorism in all its forms and manifestations, said Pakistan, as a responsible country, was open to participate in any neutral, transparent and credible investigation into Pahalgam incident. He said contrary to it on the eastern border, their neighbor continued a pattern of exploitation and leveling of baseless allegations and false accusations without credible investigation or verifiable evidences in the recent tragedy of Pahalgam, which was yet another example of this perpetual blame game, which must come to a grinding halt. Addressing a passing out parade of Pakistan Military Academy cadets, the Prime Minister said that water had been a vital national interest of Pakistan and lifeline for its 240 million people, and let there be no doubt at all that its availability would be safeguarded at all costs and circumstances. In an apparent reference to India's announcement of suspending the Indus Waters Treaty, the Prime Minister said, any attempt to stop, reduce and divert the flow of water belonging to Pakistan under the Indus Waters Treaty will be responded to with full force and might, and no one should remain under any kind of false impression and confusion. The Prime Minister said that their valiant armed forces were fully capable and prepared to defending country's territorial integrity and sovereignty against any misadventure, as clearly demonstrated by its measured and resolute response to the Indian reckless incursion in February 2019, therefore nobody should make any mistake about it. He said that this nation of 240 million people stood united by and behind their brave armed forces, and committed to safeguarding every inch of their motherland. Let this message be loud and clear for all and sundry. The ceremony was attended by Chief of Army Staff General Syed Asif Munir, military leadership, federal ministers, members of the diplomatic corps and parents of the cadets. Peace is our preference, but it must not be construed as our weakness. We will and shall never compromise on the dignity and security of our beloved Pakistan, the Prime Minister reiterated. He said Pakistan would continue its unwavering commitment to playing a responsible and constructive role at the global stage for peace and security, as it believed in the unity of the human race. He said the globally recognized dispute remained unresolved despite multiple UN resolutions, and reaffirmed Pakistan's continuing support to the Kashmiris' right to self-determination till they achieved it after great struggle and sacrifices. The Prime Minister said Afghanistan was their neighboring country, and it is our earnest desire to live in peace with them in all times to come, but unfortunately, despite their best and sincere efforts, terrorist activities continued to emanate from Afghan territory.